Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. I think I might have brain damage.
Why?
I think it's possible.
Why?
For the life of me, I cannot recall this happening, but I guess it did. All right. Hey, Eric, I was wondering when John Legend was taking swim lessons earlier this year.
Yeah.
It was revealed that Violetta doesn't know how to swim. You were going to do a bit this summer where she had to take swim lessons. Did that ever happen? I don't even
remember.
Remember
that?
I don't
what
even
part don't you remember? John Legend?
No, I don't remember that. Oh, I do remember the John Legend part. I don't remember ever having the conversation that you don't know how to swim.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I believe you. It's obviously true.
But. Yeah, I don't really know how to swim. I feel like I would be able to survive if you just threw me in water. I feel like some mechanisms would kick in.
That's what people who don't know how to swim, who think they have enough swimming technique, always say as they're drowning.
Yeah, well, I can like doggy paddle for a good like 2 minutes, I think, and then I can float on my back a little bit.
Now, granted, everything is possible, okay, to some degree.
Yeah.
But is it really does it happen very often that as an adult you can learn how to swim? Do adults
go
learn,
seek it out?
Once you're a non-swimmer, you're a non-swimmer for life. Like, can you jump into a pool at the age of 40 and not be able to swim and take a series of lessons and all of a sudden you're a swimmer?
Well, some friends of mine tried to teach me to swim, and I was like not putting my head apparently underwater and the breathing, like you got to breathe out through your nose, and I got water at my nose.
Sounds like they were trying to teach you how to race and stuff.
Well, just like swim laps, yeah. But I mean, what kind of swimming do people really need to know how to do?
The ones that keep your head above
enough
water.
Enough to not drown.
Oh, okay. No one ever taught me how to swim. I don't know.
Do you know how to tread water?
Like doggy paddle?
No, tread water.
Like if we were to throw in the deep end, you just stay in one spot.
Isn't that doggy paddling?
Like, no.
Not really. Doggy paddling, you're moving.
Right.
You know, you're kind of like
treading
moving forward. Treading water, you're just kind of hanging in one place.
No, that one I can't do
at
all.
That's a lifesaver. They teach you that to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can swim, but I don't tread water very well.
Very hard.
I would want to keep moving.
That's one of the easiest things. That's why they teach you.
See, now that's what you say when you know how to do it. That's the point I'm saying. You can't say it's easy because if somebody never learned it, it's not easy for them.
That's the one thing that's supposed to keep you above water that
exudes
the least amount of energy so you can
last.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
I know what you're saying, but I can't think of the word either.
Anyway, so you're
exhaust.
Like the least amount of energy.
Expels.
Like,
which is what you're going to get from community college.
Welding school.
They're throwing you out.
No, but they keeps you above water the longest.
Exerts.
That's it.
I understand. That's all true. I'm just saying, you don't know how to do it. You never have. You can't say that's the easy part.
I think just like with any other thing, when you're an adult, you have so many mental hang-ups about things that it's harder to learn anything as an adult rather than when you're
skiing.
Four.
Another thing.
Yeah.
You've never skied in your life and you'd try to become a skier at 40. You're
going
to
break
the trees
something.
And you break legs.
Yeah. Sure. You don't go with the instinct like you do when you're 10 or whatever.
Pat McGann became a comedian at 31.
All right.
You know, is there any way you can sign up for Tuesday, Thursday classes too? I don't need you reading me Pat McGann's biography. How that's even relevant. Can you stay on topic? Is that possible? 312-233-1019. I have a couple of questions. Is there anybody that learned to swim as an adult? I'm wondering this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have anybody who teaches swim lessons? And has that ever happened? You have a swim class full of like 7 6-year-olds and a 34-year-old. It's like a Will Ferrell movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that would be a good next one.
Or have you seen that? You've taken your kids to a swim lesson and with little floaties on the arms, and there's like a 38-year-old with little floaties on his arms, too.
Yeah, right.
Just, you know.
Knocking over the little kids.
We really should. I completely forgot that, and that would have been a golden opportunity, and we should have done it. We need to get you swim lessons.
Swim lessons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when we were in Mexico, you got in the pool, but now that I think about it, you never went close to the deep end.
No, I never go to the deep end, and I stay just on the edge of the pool.
Ah, don't go to the middle anywhere.
Nope.
Gotcha. 312-233-1019. Swim lessons, adults, anybody seen it? Anybody been through them? Anybody witnessed it? Anybody teach them? Any 530 Club member alive now to save me so that Melissa doesn't say anything else? Please. Please.
Get out.
Maybe this would have been around when we were doing those goldfish swim class commercials.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Can we do a little searching on that, Whip, and find a, like, a, when do those goldfish classes kick in again?
Maybe I'm sure they're always going.
All signed up for one of those.
And see if there's an adult one.
No. We want you in with a bunch of six-year-olds.
Okay.
That'd be great. We send Mel D, do a little video.
Yep. Okay.
You learn to swim.
A little scared, but okay.
All right, here we go. Look at this. Hi there, Mary.
Hello.
You learned to swim?
I did. I was about a junior or senior in high school.
Uh-huh. And you signed up for a class with a bunch of six-year-olds?
No. Okay. There were other, you know, people that were around my age.
Gotcha.
And it was really good because the instructor was very kind.
Yeah, I don't like the unkind ones that hold your head underwater.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say really cute.
I thought, you thought you were going to say hi.
It's like someone's old uncle. Like, I'm just throwing them in there. Right. That's how they learn.
How long did it take you, and do you consider yourself a strong swimmer now?
It was about 6 weeks, and no, I am not a strong swimmer. In fact, I was recently just thinking I should go back and sign up for some classes because I just...
A refresher course?
Well, I don't get the whole rhythm thing.
Like,
Violetta was saying, I want to keep my head out of the water.
Right.
And I just, you know, I can't do laps. I'm so lame in a pool with laps. People just kind of look at me and go, get out of here.
Nobody needs to do laps, but I've never heard of a refresher course for swim class.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's like a refresher course for riding a bike. Yeah, I've ridden a bike for a few years. I got to get a refresher course. Like either can or can't, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. You have to practice for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. You took swim lessons at what age?
At age 30.
There you go. How'd that go?
I was terrified at first, but it was an adult-only class.
Okay.
Very nice, and I went through a couple of sessions, and now I do triathlon.
Really?
Wow.
So at the age of 30, you learned to swim strong enough to be a triathlete.
Correct.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Do they like hold you like the little kids like at your belly and go around the pool with you or how do they
do that? No, we started out in a small shallow end and it was very basic. Just putting your head under short laps and then you work
Is there a lot
up.
Of flailing around and screaming?
A couple of people did fail.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, as adults, you have that panic, that fight or flight thing. You're like,
And you got the noodle wrapped around you. You're all twisted.
You forget that you can stand up. You forget, and then you panic. And
I'm drowning.
Yeah. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. You took swim lessons at what age?
I learned to swim when I was 50.
There you go.
There you go.
It'll be a letter. You got 23 years you can wait.
All right. Yeah. I got time.
23
years.
Yeah.
But do you consider yourself a good swimmer now after that?
I worked on it for 6 months, and now I can lap swim 3 times a week.
Wow.
Way to go, girl.
Man.
That's incredible.
Hey. Okay, here we go. Patty?
Yes. Hi, Eric.
Hi. What do you have to add to this?
I work at the Joliet YMCA, and we offer, as far as lessons go, we offer teen and adult swim lessons. We do combine them.
Nice.
And then we also have a No Fear Friday that we just started. That's a morning class. It's for people who are afraid to get in the water.
Really?
And so, it doesn't sound like Violetta's afraid to get in the water. It sounds like she's been in, which is great.
She only gets in the water if there are drinks in the water.
Yeah, that's like the
bait. So you'll have to put like a margarita and a floaty out there, and then she'll get in the water.
Keep walking.
Otherwise, there's fear. So she should go to that.
Yeah.
No fear for her.
That's down there at the Joliet Y. We could maybe get you all signed up there.
Yeah, why not?
That would be great.
Friday.
Yeah, we'd love to have you there.
One of those classes.
Might have to do the vodka before you get into the pool.
Yeah, it's hard to swim and drink simultaneously.
Or after, yes.
And you said it's called No Fear Friday?
Yes, No Fear Friday.
Right.
I think it's like at 9:15, so we might have to work with you on the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get some like little kids there too with Violetta?
Yeah, we'd like
sure
a bunch of 6-year-olds in there too.
Yeah, just screaming for
effect. We'll keep them away from the liquor. Don't worry.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. No Fear Friday. I was thinking around here we should do All Fear Friday.
Yeah.
Be afraid of everything. All right, thank you, Patty. That's very interesting information. This might be the most informative I was wondering we've had in quite a long time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Something to be thinking about.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, I want to know how to swim.
I really think we should sign her up for one of those goldfish classes. Any luck, Whip?
Well, I'm looking there. It doesn't look like they teach adults. It looks like
barely an adult.
They're very focused on, you know, ages 4 months and things like that there. So
really?
I can't find that they have adult classes there. I could be wrong.
All right.
But
I have
can't
a friend who has
that.
A swim school, I think. I don't know.
Well, the other option, I thought it was better to get her in a pool with a bunch of seven-year-olds.
Yeah.
But the other option is we get her private lessons and go to Whip's parents' pool.
Oh,
okay, we could do that way. It's still summer.
So you throw your kids in the pool while
you take the swim lesson, we'll all sit around and have drinks and eat Cheetos like on the Chase Lounges.
No problem.
It'll be great.
That's like torture.
Really good.
Right. While you're trying to swim back and forth, we can be throwing pool toys at
and
stuff like that.
And say, swim harder, swim faster.
Good thing is they have a heater now. We could do this in like November.
Oh,
you'll be fine.
Then I'm totally down.
Yeah.
Great. Let's go live to the New York City lockup in Precinct 132.
Precinct.
Where Mel D got picked up last night after wilding in Central Park.
Wilding.
Hi, Mel D.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Are you safely ensconced in Central Park near the Taylor Swift stage?
Yes. Okay. I'm here in line still. I've been in line for hours.
All right.
And I am still trying to get in. It's very hot out here. I'm sweating so much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my battery is just barely making it. So I'm like, fingers crossed. But it's been a long night. It's been fun, but it's been crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can tell you're sleep deprived and
you've
been laying on a rock all night. And, and this will be perfect if right when the good stuff happens, your phone dies. That'll be even better.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
You better turn that baby off for a little while.
You can hear screams like coming from, like, I'm close to the venue with like thousands of others. And you can hear like Good Morning America is like making announcements. The concert won't actually start for like another, like, maybe like an hour or so, but yeah.
Taylor Swift hasn't left her suite at the Ritz-Carlton yet.
She's actually in Rhode Island still.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. But yeah, no, it's been really fun. I made it through the night, so I'm happy about that.
How many people would you say are in attendance at this concert?
Oh my God. When I got here, the line was absolutely insane. I got to the last of the line, and now it grew by at least like another 1,000 people. I mean, there's got to be like thousands of people.
I saw an aerial view. There's actually thousands of people there.
As we expected. Right. They're hoping 45,000.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to understand how life in the big city works, Meldy. You're a sweet, naive girl. Good old-fashioned bribery goes a long way in New York. All right?
You slip
a couple of guys at the front end line, you know, the right number. Boom. You're right through to the good spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. Hopefully, I make some friends here in line.
What time did you get to Central Park?
I got at probably around 2:40, 2:50, like 3 o'clock.
And what is your first impression? Your first visit ever to the Big Apple?
It's kind of like Chicago. It looks and feels similar, but I would say it is a lot dirtier.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt
about it.
Throw their garbage in
everywhere.
The street. Yeah. Yeah,
everywhere.
And significantly larger.
Yeah, exactly. But it is so hot here. The humidity. Like, my glasses are fogging.
They are.
Your glasses are all fogged.
I need a picture of that.
I can't see her, but I can hear her. Is that Taylor singing? I can't see.
Yeah. It's so hot. It's like 90 degrees out right now. I'm sweating.
Here's what we want you to do. Snap us a picture, a selfie of something that... of where you are right now and what it looks like, and then forward it to us, and we'll post it. Or you do it. You post it, okay, so we can see what it looks like.
I actually did post something on Facebook like 2 hours ago when I was in Times Square.
Okay.
So that something is up right now.
Yeah, all right. Get us updated.
On our Facebook page.
You got your sister, the brawler, the fighter, with you?
Yeah, she's talking to some people right now. Like, we made
threatening people? Is she threatening people, hopefully?
No, but she's a good backup to have.
All right. And does she have a fully charged phone?
Her phone is on like 20%.
Oh, my
Mine's
God.
On like.
Do you have a charge
17%.
Pack?
Oh, my
I do,
God.
But the thing is, where I was at, we had somebody else who had like a portable charger, so now I'm like, I just need my phone battery to last. So I just don't last.
You got
to
find one. You can borrow one.
Charge that thing up because we don't want this going dead. We want live Taylor Swift coverage.
I know.
All right.
Okay, fingers crossed everything works.
All right, we'll let you go.
Okay.
Save your phone. Call us when things are getting ready to get going.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
That's like when your you're trying to hang up on your dad, and he's like just going on and on.
Yeah. I can't see, my glasses are fogged up. I can't hit the off button.
I need to see a picture of it.
Oh, my God.
She's so cute. She's going to love it. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. All right.
I can't believe she's in New York by herself. She's there with her sister.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know.
Why is that so scary?
I don't know. She's just all grown up.
Yeah. Our little girl's all grown up. Listen to Violetta.
That's true.
She's 3 years younger than you.
Right.
I know, but.
Easy, Grandma Violetta.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, 6:21. The Eric in the Morning list takes a break today because we're behind. We're catching up, okay?
Oh, wow.
And we'll get back to us.
Okay.
Based on what I just saw, I think you're probably doing trending on Twitter.
I kind of sounds like that's going to happen. Like, your phone isn't going to make it.
Right.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. 312-233-1019. We was doing the story about the senior citizens who got caught in the forest preserve, which follows up. It makes sense because this new survey says seniors are more satisfied than young adults. In fact, 95% of those 55 and older say they are completely romantically fulfilled, while only 68% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Is there anybody whose mom, just Katie, whose mom or dad has a better dating life than you?
Hmm.
Like, it's a perfect example. Look.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
It's not your mom, but who is it?
It's my aunt.
Aha, okay. And has a better dating life than you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What happened?
So it was a couple of weeks ago, and she texted me to, like, come out and, like, get some cocktails with her and, like, hang out. And I was already on my couch in my pajamas at, like, 6 o'clock.
That's awesome. How old are you, Katie?
On a Friday. I'm 29.
29 in your pajamas on a couch on a Friday. And your aunt's like, let's go kill it. Let's go slay it. Let's go hang out at Tao. Let's get this done.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. You're like, forget it, huh?
How'd you feel about yourself at that moment?
Pretty low.
There we go. Katie something. Hang on, Richard. Hang on, Becky. Hi there, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, hey, pepper sprayed. Oh, it's great. Pepper sprayed yourself?
I did. I used to work in an emergency room as an ER tech, and one of our jobs was to make some belonging lists for patients. Uh-huh. And they had some pepper spray in their bag, and when I was making that list, I accidentally dropped the pepper spray.
Oh, my God.
And it went off in the ER.
No.
Everybody
Lord.
Started shaking.
Oh, my God.
We had to evacuate about half of the ER because of it. It
wow.
was awful.
You had to evacuate. How bad is it? How debilitating is it?
We had to, so there's no ventilation in the emergency room. We were trying to open every door possible. We had every fan on that we could. Eyes were tearing and burning.
Oh,
people were coughing and choking like crazy.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
God, it sounds
with
awful.
Asthma and breathing problems.
Oh, God.
Absolutely awful.
How long does that last, that eye burning sensation?
Know. We were trying, with the fans and everything, we actually got it out pretty quickly, like within, I'd say, 30 minutes.
Oh, that
minutes.
Doesn't sound quickly to me.
No, not when you're in it.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Pepper sprayed yourself?
Yes. So I was like 14 years old, and I was snooping through my mom's friend's purse.
Bad idea.
Oh. Yep. And I found what I thought was like really fancy perfume.
Oh.
And it was pepper spray, and of course I pepper sprayed myself,
uh-huh.
and then tried to convince them it was just allergies.
Ah,
You don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, my God.
As your eyes shut, your face swells, and you got a all-over face rash.
Yeah.
And then you find situations like Richard found himself in. What happened, Richard?
Yeah, hey, I'm a police officer, and my partner sat down in the briefing room, the roll call room, and the tab on his pepper spray was open, and when he sat down, his vest, his bulletproof vest, depressed the button and sprayed the whole room.
Oh no! Whoa!
Pretty terrible.
You guys ever go through that as part of your training? Like, had you had experience with that before?
Yes, you get sprayed in the face, and then you have to wrestle somebody in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
No problem.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I don't want to wrestle anybody in handcuffs not sprayed in the face.
Exactly.
Not always so bad.
That's insane. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
how bad was it in that room?
It was pretty bad. They had to open up all the doors and windows and front fans. About 8 hours later, you can smell it. So.
You ever get hit with a stun gun?
Oh, that's worse.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's worse?
Remember that one? So 73% of people in their 20s and 30s would rather go online than go to see a doctor for medical advice.
Sure.
What was your last bizarre online medical search there, Kristen? Hello,
hi.
Kristen. Hi.
Hi. So last week at work, I was laughing at a joke I made because I like to laugh at my own jokes.
Right, comedy.
And I was on the ladder, and, you know, then I got embarrassed because I was the only one laughing at my joke that I banged my head forward on the ladder.
I gotcha. Okay.
I put a dent in my forehead.
Oh my God.
Stars.
Oh, boy.
And then there's just a dent in my head, and I don't know if it's cool. You're speaking in tongues now, too.
Anyway, so what happened? What'd you think you had?
I thought I had, like, a brain blood bleed, and, like, it's a thing. I only had a couple hours, but...
Went online, said, I banged my head really hard. I'm going to bang my head hard, which sounds like some kind of weird site you shouldn't be on, .com.
Right.
And it said, oh, my God, you have a brain bleed. You've got 30 minutes to live.
Yeah, I thought I crushed my skull or something.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember when you walked into the stop sign, Melissa?
Yeah, I do.
And slammed your head and said that you felt your brain actually rattle in your skull back and forth.
I've never hit my head that hard. Mm. Like, I was walking so fast and just not walking, looking forward to see what I was hitting.
That's unfortunate, but you're fine, right?
Yeah, I think.
So to speak. Suzanne, your last bizarre online medical search.
One eye swollen shut and raised red welts on my forehead.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
oh, my God. Don't go to the doctor. Go to WebMD.
No.
What did it say?
Yeah. So, well, it said it could be cellulitis or a bug bite.
Uh-huh.
I was actually on vacation in Florida, so I did end up going to the doctor once the swelling didn't go away.
Right.
And I had shingles.
Oh, man, those are painful, they say.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a good idea to go to the doctor once the swelling won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's serious.
Your bizarre online medical search, Amanda.
Hi, I just got married, actually, a week ago. Thank you. And my shoes I wore all night, I couldn't feel my toes the next morning because I guess they were cutting off some circulation. So I Googled when I would feel my toes again.
My toes again? And what did it say?
It told me that I could have damaged a nerve and never feel them again. So I started freaking out.
Right.
But now I can feel my toes and everything.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. When will I feel my toes again? It says we're probably going to have to cut your foot off at the ankle.
And doctors love when you bring up what the internet said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Your bizarre online medical search was what?
Yeah, so my wife and I were wakeboarding. She fell and heard a pop.
Uh-huh.
Took 2 weeks till she went to the doctor because she diagnosed herself on WebMD
with the whole
whatever bizarre thing that was going on with the WebMD. But she ended up went 2 weeks ago and she tore the MCL.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anytime something pops, go to the doctor.
When you're a pop.
If there's a noise associated with your injury, go to the doctor.
For sure.
Your bizarre online medical search, Katie.
This is so embarrassing. So I had my sister do it because I was freaking out, and this was a couple years back. But I had her search what happens if you accidentally swallow a little bit of facial toner.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, no.
A little bit.
Just a little.
It was just a little bit. So the story goes, I was using facial toner for the first time. I'm not really good with all, like, the girly products.
Right,
and
right.
I thought it was like the Noxema, the old Noxema commercial where you just blast you it just on your it. Face.
No, whatever's left over, you eat.
Blast it all over your face. Right. And I don't know if part of
my spread it on toast.
Oh, God.
Yeah, drink it like a glass of juice.
But, exactly.
Yeah, I actually swallowed a little bit, and it kind of burnt. And so I started freaking out because it's, like, an astringent or whatever. Uh-huh. So I called my sister, and she Googled. The results are surprisingly inconclusive because I don't know if that's happened to too many people in the internet universe.
Right.
So she ended up calling poison control, and they said it was just, you know, trace amounts. And just, if, you know, the burning would go down, and just drink lots of water to rinse it out.
You just want to, you're relieved to hear the burning goes down.
Right.
Plus, you don't like a search that when you make it, the results just come back with the emoji shrug.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
You're the first person this has ever happened to.
Yeah. Good luck. Couldn't tell you what's going to happen. Let us know when it happens, though, so that we can put it on here.
Oh, man.
All right. Next morning Mindbender. Relationship experts reveal the questions you should avoid asking at all costs on a first date. These are the kind of questions, after you say them, right in your head it pops, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
Number one question to avoid at all costs. What's your favorite blank? Do not ask, what's your favorite what, Lisa?
Is it movie?
Movie. No. No, feel free
that
to ask
be
that.
Okay, right?
Feel free to ask that one. What's your favorite what, Joanne?
Position.
There we go. There we are.
That's the actual answer?
Yeah. Yeah, what's your favorite position? Right. I don't know, what are you into?
Yeah. What are you into?
Yeah, wait until date two for that one.
Back off. What's your favorite porn?
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite position is the question you should avoid asking at all costs. Avoid talking explicitly about this kind of stuff on a first date, says Marla Mattinson, founder and CEO of Relationship Consultancy. Marsha worked really hard coming up with the title of that. Other questions you should avoid asking on a first date at all costs. Why did you and your ex break up?
Oh.
So, what's your relationship like with your parents? How can you work in a job like that?
Ooh.
I ask that all the time. All the time. Why weren't you a better friend?
Ooh.
And finally, on the questions you should avoid asking at all costs on a first date. So, do you always wear this much makeup?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. You can't say that.
Big Shot comedian Pat McGann is here. Hi, Pat.
Hi,
hey guys,
Pat.
Good morning.
How's things?
Things are great.
Yeah?
Kids are back in school. That's why I'm like a slob right now because I was rushing to get them to school.
When did it start?
Yesterday. So we're not in the routine yet.
What grades are they?
Second grade, first grade, and then second year of preschool.
Oh, my
God.
Which is
young.
Awesome. We didn't really tell
Holy
them.
Cow.
We're just like, you're going back.
Right.
Get in there.
Right.
Fifth
get
year.
In there.
Right. He thinks he might have been there before.
Hilarious.
He doesn't know. He's fine. So then what does that mean with you? What do you do with your days now? Now that the kids aren't home. So you work at night, so you got the kids during the day, right?
Yeah. I do stuff around the house. I run my errands because sometimes I'm just home for a few days during the week, and then I get all my stuff done.
I saw you had a garage sale the other day.
Yeah, that was
a... You had a garage sale?
How was it?
It was not profitable.
No?
It was not good.
What?
No. My kids had a lemonade stand out front, and I think they earned more money than...
Nice.
My wife and her mom, though, they're good at, like, they want to get rid of stuff, and but it was just, I think it was
I
just bad
I made, like,
timing.
$800 on mine.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't think that broke 100.
I think garage sales always seem like a good idea till you're doing them.
Oh,
then
yeah.
you realize this is so not worth it.
Not when you see the money coming.
And then there's people just in your yard, just random.
Right.
One guy tried to come in our house.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Back off.
It's very, very
confused.
Strange. Now, Pat, you're going to be taping two shows at the Vic Theater on Sunday, September 15th. This is your first stand-up comedy special. Where are we going to see this, by the way? What are you taping it for?
So we have a production company that's partnering with us. Sebastian Maniscalco's producing it.
Right.
We do not have a home for it yet, though.
Okay.
We're going to tape it, and then we're going to shop it.
Gotcha.
So once it's done, then we'll have more of something to sell.
And I just saw, and I've seen you and Sebastian do the show a couple of times, and you're back out on the road with him again, right?
Yeah.
And you've been on the road with him since 2017?
Yeah, it's been a little over 2 years now. Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, we take breaks and we're home during the week, but it is a significant schedule. And we've gone from theater, small theaters, and big theaters, and now he's doing arenas. So
you did four at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, we did MSG
in
January.
What was that like?
It was incredible. It was fun.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those out of body experience things.
But
it
was, how big was that crowd? Would you say
like 20,000?
Oh my god,
22.
Oh my god.
Actually, you'd almost think like the small crowds would be more fun.
I would.
They are in a way. They really are. Comedy for me, and I think even Sebastian would say it's not like you want to be doing arenas regularly,
right?
You know,
except when you see the paycheck.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you do.
You're like, I kind of like to do it regularly.
You do, but you don't. Right, you know what I mean? Right. I mean, it's you come up in these clubs and comedy is intimate. Right. And
were you nervous?
He really can do the arenas because he's so physical,
right,
and acrobatic, and now with screens now,
right?
They're, you know,
right.
You can see clearly.
Did you get nervous though? Like I would throw up my shoes walking out before 20,000 people.
I was nervous. We did an arena before that, so that really helped.
Okay.
But the first time we did one in Toronto, and I was... Because you're in the round, too, which you're not
used
to.
Plus, you have to do all that Canadian humor.
Yeah.
Did you do a shot before? Right. Like, do a shot before you go out to calm your nerves?
I have, but I don't think... I don't know if I did that night. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in the habit of doing that.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It helps.
I know.
You're taping the special on September 15th. And it's only $20 to get in, and people can get tickets at VicTheater.com, right?
They can. I think they're sold out, actually.
Really?
I just heard last night that they're sold out. But they might release a few holds, so you might be able to get a couple tickets on the site.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So definitely
it was a good
try.
Price. They were only $20.
Yeah. Did you have a
price to sell?
Yeah.
Do we have any tickets to give away? Or did you not bring any?
Oh, there's nothing on here about that.
We can give two away.
You don't have any.
Yeah, right? Let's give two away.
You really don't have
Seriously?
Two, do you?
Yeah, I'll tell my parents they can't come.
Fair enough.
Why do they need to see you anymore?
No, you can't do it. If you don't have them, you can't give them away. That's nice. Very nice. So, Pat, earlier this morning, we did a thing where it turns out that they say the number one question you're not supposed to ask on a first date is, what's your favorite position?
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
That's the first time you came out of a mind bender and weren't like, you didn't tally the room. Like,
right.
How about you? How about you guys here? What is your favorite position?
I was afraid where that might go.
I was like, is he going to ask everyone on the show
answer.
Now? Because that's usually what you do. Come on, Aaron.
I know.
Be yourself.
I've been around here long enough to know what roads I don't want to go down.
Come on.
So we said text in to the people, what did you get actually asked on a first date? And I've got the finalists here, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to read all these, and we're going to give everybody the opportunity to pick their favorite, but you will pick the winner.
Okay, sounds right. Great. Yeah,
so these are actual texts we received. First, questions you were asked on a first date. You ready? Number one, you ever think about getting a nose job?
Oh, my.
Number two, are those your real eyebrows? Number three, if I pay for it, will you join a gym?
Wow. Oh, man.
Number four, can you please turn around for me?
Oh.
Number five, would you be willing to put this basketball under your shirt so I can film a video pretending you're pregnant?
That's weird.
That's weird.
Doing a bit.
Number six, have you always been fat?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Number seven, do you always talk this loud? Number eight, do you really need the fettuccine Alfredo?
Oh, man.
You really need the fettuccine Alfredo. Number nine, how much does it cost to get your lips plump like that? Number 10, would you ever consider wearing pumps instead of those shoes? And finally, as a bonus, he took me out to dinner and then out to a bar for some drinks, and he said at the bar, well, since I took you to dinner first, the bar is considered a second date, so you're picking up the tab for this, right?
Wow.
Man,
this
some
is all,
people.
This is all women saying that.
Who knows?
Because some of them I'd like to know.
Yeah? Which one?
Like the fettuccine Alfredo.
Right, yeah.
You always talk this loud.
Right.
Lips thing could go both ways.
Which one do you like the most?
Well, I kind of thought that
Thanks. Which one would you like, Whip?
The gym one.
If I pay for it, will you join a gym?
Violetta.
I like the turnaround for me.
All right, for the win, though, you're going to go with what, Pat McGinn?
What was the first one?
You ever think about getting a nose job?
Eyebrows.
I think the eyebrows one is like one I like.
You like the eyebrows?
Are
those your real eyebrows?
Head to
Cedar Point right here. Sunglasses.
You're wearing them.
Oh, look at that.
I was just there.
Wow.
It's like the family.
Wow.
That's cool.
Fun. Have a good time.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Nice little tie-in.
Great time.
And you kept the sunglasses.
Right.
They're free.
Right.
I lose sunglasses all the time. So
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I get made fun of for wearing these.
Have an extra
Sorry to interrupt you, Melissa.
You're fine.
So once again, make sure. Oh, you can't actually. It's sold out. Way to go. See Pat McGann. He's going to be at the Vic Theater Sunday, September 15th, taping that special. When do you and Sebastian come back to town?
November 2nd, we're doing the United Center.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Another big arena.
Yeah, that should be a blast. Yeah. It's like a huge homecoming for him. First time doing an arena here.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to be able to get tickets for your mom and dad to that one?
I'm going to try.
Yeah?
All right. Ben coming.
And then what is that date again? I'm going to write that one down.
That's November 2nd.
November 2nd. And then any other shows we should make sure to come see?
I'll be at Zany's in December, like around the holidays. You know, Sebastian supported me, so I'll throw him out there. He's going to be hosting the VMAs on Monday.
Wow.
Tune in
really?
MTV, yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm going to go out there. My wife and I are going out there to
really?
Check it out. Yeah. It's
very nice.
Fun.
Will that be the first time you've ever gone to something like that?
Yeah, first time.
Wow. Yeah. Make sure you bring your Cedar Point sunglasses. Right. That'll be a hit.
Yeah. You get a lot of people asking you about those.
I need some style tips. For sure.
There you go. Pat, always good to see you.
Great to see
Thanks
you guys.
For being
Thanks
here.
So much, Eric.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.